At 18 years of age, Elias Erickson is the youngest Sitkin to win elected office in recent memory. He says he spent the last couple of months trying to make sure voters know where he stands on the major issues facing the school board. After the numbers were in Tuesday night, he told KCAW listeners that his message resonated with voters who wanted to see his demographic on the board.
I think student representation was a big deal. Just having somebody on the board who sort of sees a lot of the effects of policies on ground zero. I'm just sort of being that, I guess, inside guy, you could say, who really sees how things are going. And also, you know, somebody who has relationships with a lot of students and teachers. And so I can really, you know, use those to gauge off of, you know, policy decisions.
Erickson says there were times when he felt people might doubt him because of his age, but his strong showing has eased those worries. If anyone still has doubts, he's prepared to deal with them.
If people think, you know, that I'm not going to be effective as an 18-year-old, you know, then I just got to keep reading and prove them wrong and try to make sure that I'm doing the best job I can and make sure that I'm just as informed and educated as I can be, you know, as any other school board member.
Erickson served last year on the board as the representative of the Sitka High Student Government, a seat which goes annually to the vice president of that body. Dionne Brady Howard is also an incumbent. She was appointed last fall. During her campaign to win a full 3-year term, she said that she's heeded the advice for new board members from the Alaska Association of School Boards and spent most of her time listening and learning. Tuesday night, she watched election returns from Harrigan Centennial Hall. However, it was during a school board meeting earlier in the evening that Brady Howard broke her self-imposed silence and brought her campaign message to the table. She said that school districts statewide were at a crossroads.
Anyone who wants anything is going to have to make an argument that it's worth the state's money and that it's worth people's permanent fund dividend. And I say that because almost everybody frames everything in the context of whether or not they're getting a dividend, whether or not they're getting enough of a dividend. And so I'm kind of feeling like we're entering a time in our advocacy when we're going to have to think bigger.
She wants to use the gathering of the Alaska Association of School Boards
to be sort of spreading a bigger message about the importance of public education to people who don't have kids in a school district, the importance of public education in a larger community, the importance of public education to a state that's going to be facing even bigger financial woes as time passes, to be problem solvers. Because a lot of these problems we have, we're not going to solve. It's going to be up to the next generation. And I don't know that everybody sees the big picture.
Dionne Brady Howard and Elias Erickson will be sworn into the Sitka School Board during a special meeting at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October 17th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.